Coming up in just seconds, Laura Kennard is back with us. Laura is from Drake University and also dmbizmixer.com. Each Monday, we sit and talk about upcoming networking and business education opportunities in the greater Des Moines metro. Laura Kennard, coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International. Achieve, lead, and outclass by utilizing the soft skills, the educational opportunities for your business and your personal life that comes from Taro International. Learn more at TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. It is a Monday, and what do we do on every single Monday? We have Laura Kennard from Drake University and DMBizMixer.com. Join us to talk about networking and business education events here in the greater Des Moines metro and beyond. Laura, happy Monday to you. It's before the perfect storm.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like this week, it's going to be like what? The high temperature is minus 10?
Yes, and I think with wind chill, it'll be... Yeah. So everything that we say today...
Is on hold.
Is possibly on hold.
So...
Just... So... Plan to reschedule. Yeah, right. Plan for lots of reschedules.
I expect, you know, school's going to be out and all kinds of crazy things are going to be happening.
Yes.
But it is really unprecedented that we have this deep a cold snap. I mean, you know, that doesn't happen very often.
No, I said because we had such unseasonably warm temperatures for so long that it was going to come back with a vengeance, and it sure did.
All right, Laura, what do you got on tap? What's going on this week, in asterisks?
Yes, so assuming that weather holds for tomorrow, we have over the lunch hour, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. For those folks in the real estate world, they have the real estate kind of like a annual market forecast. So it's the Institute of Real Estate Management. And they're just really talking about the whole market forecast, all the latest trends for the sectors, specifically in commercial real estate market.
Got it.
So that is going to, at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club in Jordan Creek Parkway. They have tickets on sale on Eventbrite. But, yes, you can. It's the annual commercial forecast, market forecast. And there's sure a lot of commercial stuff going on being built around here.
There is.
So also tomorrow, if real estate is not your thing, from 11:30 to 1, you can also head over to the Iowa Center for Economic Success because they're having a Topical Tuesday. And the Topical Tuesday is understanding your target audience. So that is so important for just about anything. Any kind of content you'd create, any kind of ads you're targeting with, you kind of need to know, understand your target audience. So,
who are you trying to reach? And it's different for every single vertical.
It is.
It just slays me when people think that, our best answer for reaching the public is Instagram. But if your target audience isn't there. Yeah,
right,
it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
So I always say that, knowing what your goals are, but then understanding next, right after that, is understanding your target audience, because it's going to drive everything. It's going to drive the platforms you're on, the content you create,
everything.
Exactly. So then, later tomorrow night, there's an industry cocktail hour, and this is at Mainframe Studios. And for some time, Mainframe has been using the Tangerine Food Company for their catering for different things. Mainframe is that beautiful art studio.
Yes, used to be
redevelopment. It used to be the CenturyLink building off right there downtown. But Tangerine had planned to get moved into a permanent commercial kitchen in their space, and that is happening. So 4 to 7 tomorrow at Mainframe Studios. Tangerine Food Company is going to be having drinks and snacks, and they're going to be talking about them moving into
their new space.
Yeah, exactly.
So kind of a preview of what's going on.
Exactly. Also tomorrow night, there's some new apartment new apartments that are opening. So Velocity, really pretty building. That's this is through the downtown Des Moines Chamber of Commerce because it's in their neck of the woods. It's 200 Des Moines Street, and well, you can see this, Michael. They're really pretty,
very nice, mm-hmm.
very nice. A corner
looks like, well, you know, and no knock on anything, but this is the hot design these days.
Yes, apparently they all look about the
same. They all look about the same. They all look like boxes stacked on each other, and you know, but these are being built all over the metro.
So this is a Hubbell Realty, and I think Hubbell's driving a lot of that look,
sure.
I guess. Velocity is located on the Bridge District near the Botanical Garden, so that would be a pretty place.
I know exactly
it?
Where this is, yeah.
Yep.
It's right next to Interstate 235, by the way.
So that's going to be the ribbon cutting for that. And then we talked about this on Wednesday. There's a lunch and learn with the mayor here in Windsor Heights. Here,
as a matter of fact,
Heights.
There is, yeah. Mayor Dave Burgess is going to be having a conversation with the Chamber of Commerce and talking about his economic development goals and plans.
For Windsor Heights?
For Windsor Heights,
all
moving
right.
forward, yeah. And, of course, we are at Grounds for Celebration
in Windsor Heights.
That's right.
Right.
We kind of camp
and
out here.
You've been involved with the streetscape project.
Yes, yes,
and
yes, yes.
So I'm sure that's part of the whole
Could
plan.
Be.
So then also there's a networking group called Center Sphere, and they're having a social hour at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
There
so
you go.
I was not familiar with Whiskey River.
Whiskey River, it's a great little place. We've had Whiskey River on the broadcast when we were doing Restaurant of the Week.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool place. They specialize, obviously, in
whiskey.
Yay.
And do they have food that's made with whiskey, too?
They do.
Okay, perfect. So Whiskey River in Ankeny is 1350 Southwest Vintage Parkway. And that's in our neighboring community of Ankeny, 5:30 to 7:30, and that's going to be the Center Sphere social hours. So a networking group that is in the Des Moines area. And so then moving on to, well, of course, Wednesday, I failed to mention that we do, of course, have 1 million cups
yeah.
at the Science Center. And again, watch the weather.
Watch
the weather, because I think schools may be closed if the weather continues, which really oftentimes these things get shut down then. So 7:30 then skipping ahead then to Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., Des Moines Market District Plan. So that's that big project. So if you have an interest in knowing what's going on there, they're going to be doing a Des Moines Market District Plan area in transition, so
right.
kind of
this
a little
is,
show and tell.
This is east of the river, and
right.
the Market District over there. This is where I was hopeful that the federal courthouse and federal building would be built in the Market District, rather than on that prime piece of land. That's
so dumb.
Yeah,
we don't like it. We're just gonna say right here on the News Hour,
like
we don't like it. So also, that is this Des Moines Market District Plan Urban Land Institute of Iowa is putting that on, and that's going to be located at 420 Watson Powell Jr. So if you want to hear what's going on with that plan, we've got that. We also then, so that's a morning thing. Over the lunch hour, it's the 2019 Economic Forecast Luncheon, which is probably pretty important, by the Des Moines Business Record. Many, many people will be attending that at Sheraton West Des Moines. So Sheraton West Des Moines is on 50th Street, and this is going to be talking about, get tickets on Eventbrite if you want to be in the know on the economic forecast, which, you know, a lot of times that drives a lot of decisions.
Well, one of the interesting things is, Laura, just ahead of you today, we had Georgia Van Gundy on from the Iowa Business Council. That's the 24 largest employers in the state of Iowa, and how they see the economic and business climate in the state of Iowa on five different platforms. And so that was a really interesting piece. And of course, it'll be up on our podcast as well, and folks can go ahead and listen once again. So
awesome.
If you want a preview of what's going to happen with the business record, all you have to do is listen to the Business News Hour.
That's right. And because you always have the right guests on at the right time.
Hey, it's what we do.
And, you know, there's a little bit of buzzing already about market volatility and maybe some precursors to some recession stuff.
Absolutely. We've been talking about that for months.
About it. I just actually posted something on LinkedIn recently looking at about four different dynamics that are happening all at once that are really talking about a perfect storm, perfect economic storm potential. So definitely something to pay attention to. So we also are coming up on First Friday, you know. We're a month into the new year, and we're going to be having the First Friday with Sally Cooper Smith, who I'm sure you probably know. That'll be at the Iowa Center for Economic Development, 11:30 to 1:00. And she does marketing, and specifically a lot of marketing for nonprofits, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Again, this is a monthly featuring women business owner and entrepreneurs and just kind of a laid-back talk over at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. And, of course, then we also always have Gravitate's First Friday stuff, which means that you can go and co-work for free and check out what is co-working all about at Gravitate Downtown. And they usually have a happy hour at the end of the day. So that gets us all the way through the week. And then, you know, there's a lot of kind of have to watch. There's some weekend things starting to happen. Pleasant Hill on the weekend on Saturday is going to have how to start a business class at the Assembly Hall in event room in Pleasant Hill. How to start a business. Fit for a King is a fitness workshop that's I happen to know the gentleman that puts that on. It's looking at the biblical reasons why you should take care of your body as a vessel. So that's what he talks about. And then also there's a breakfast with Andrew Yang. Is that one of
Andrew
the
Yang? Yes, yeah. He's one of the 2020 presidential candidates.
So he's going to be having a breakfast this Saturday as well. If you want to get to know and meet him,
he's a very fascinating guy, entrepreneur who has got the idea of a universal basic income. Everyone 18 to 64 gets $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very progressive thought, isn't it?
It's called UBI.
Awesome. Well, I didn't hear about that yet, so I'd be interested.
So you need to listen to the business news. We've had Andrew on twice.
On there twice. Sorry. I do listen to it. I don't catch every episode.
That's because we do this all over the place.
Need to go back and just like do a you know how people like have like a marathon where they just watch their favorite TV show. I need to just catch up on all of any missing.
We don't do politics on the Business News Hour. We talk about business, but because we have this spate of candidates coming through here, you know, we've also had John Delaney on. Kamala Harris has been on with us. We have entree.
Give them a platform and let them. That's the thing. People should listen to the substance of what people have in their mind, what they have to offer, so you can make that choice.
Right, yeah, and we are offering that, of course, to all candidates. And one of the things, we didn't get to do this in 16, simply because we were on terrestrial radio at the time, and that got into the equal time issue.
So now I can do
anything I want. Yeah. but anyway, that's what it is we do. All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University and dmbizmixer.com. You want your event up, all you have to do is hashtag DMBizEvents on Twitter and wherever.
Instagram? Yeah.
Wherever, and she'll get it. We'll talk about it. All right, that wraps it up for another day of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that puts this together, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.